This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, this one's kind of and quite a bit crazy, and if I were to have you guess what state the crazy would come from, yeah, it's Florida. An organization called Abolish Abortion Florida, and they're now collecting signatures to get it on the 2018 ballot. And it's Florida, so who knows? What they want to do is to amend the state's constitution to punish abortion as capital murder. And if this amendment were to pass, anyone who performs or procures an abortion will be charged with first-degree premeditated murder. And they have a pretty expansive definition of abortion. It would include anything that they consider an abortifacient drug or device, which, depending upon how they define things, could include the IUD and birth control pills. It's anything that, in their mind, would prevent implantation. And it would include the intentional destruction of unwanted IVF embryos. That's right, destroy an embryo, you go to prison, charged with murder. And in that state, it's a death penalty crime. And they also back up the timeline a little bit. They define life as beginning at fertilization rather than conception. And it would declare that abortion deprives an innocent human being of the inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And their use of the term procure could be widely interpreted. It means to, under Florida law, persuade, induce, prevail upon, or cause to commit a crime. Well, technically, a woman who went to a doctor to get an abortion would be procuring. They would be inducing, prevailing upon that person to perform an abortion. I suppose they could get the death penalty, too. Hey, why not kill everyone? Senator Kelly Ayotte is facing a very challenging re-election bid, and she's swinging wildly to the left of her vice presidential nominee for her party. Mike Pence has said that Colin Powell was wrong for endorsing condom use. He said it was a sad day when Colin Powell did that. Yes, that's right. Maybe you didn't realize that Mike Pence is not in favor of condom use to prevent disease. He believes in abstinence only. So when Kelly Ayotte starts passing out free condoms, that makes her basically a hippie in the Republican Party. But be clear, she is not a big supporter of women's access to reproductive health care. It's a stunt and a deceptive one. Let me read from the sign that she put up. It says, "Free condoms. As part of Kelly's commitment to making birth control available over the counter, please take a free condom." And then she supports the Access to Safe and Effective Contraception Act. Well, that's a deceptive act. Here's the thing. Republicans opposed the contraceptive mandate in Obamacare. They want to get rid of it. And part of the way of talking people into letting them get rid of it without a lot of repercussions is to convince people that they're going to do something even better. They want to make birth control available over the counter. But here's the problem. Birth control, if it's made available over the counter, won't be covered by people's insurance, because insurance generally doesn't cover things that are sold over the counter. So immediately, birth control would become more expensive despite being more available, hence becoming actually less available to most people. And Kelly was the person behind this whole concept. Here's what the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said. They said, Ayotte's bill would actually make more women have to pay for their birth control, and for some women, the cost would be prohibitive. Now, I and many others support most forms of birth control being made available over the counter. Of course, there's some things you can't do. The most effective form of birth control is the IUD. You can't really make that available over the counter because somebody has to insert it, but that would be eliminated if they eliminated the Obamacare contraceptive mandate. So it's all very tricky. And Kelly's giving out free condoms is sort of like the guy in the dark van giving out free candy. neither one of them has your interests at heart. Every campaign cycle, we seem to have a Republican who says something so outrageously out there that it damages their campaign. These tend to be anti-women, anti-sex comments, and we have two of them. And it came during a debate between gubernatorial candidates. There's the Republican, Bud Pierce, and his opponent, the sitting governor, Democratic Kate Brown. The debate came just a week after a statewide report was released that found more than 50% of women and girls in Oregon said they had been the victim of sexual assault or domestic violence. And here's what the Republican candidate had to say in response to that. He said, "You really talk about making someone powerful. A woman that has a great education and training and a great job is not susceptible to this kind of abuse by men, women, or anyone." Governor Brown covered her mouth in shock, and the audience booed. Then there's Colorado Republican Senate candidate Daryl Glenn. A video has shown up of him at an event where he says that if a woman wants an abortion, don't ask me to pay for it, because that's a gift from God, and there are no exceptions to that. Yes, he's talking about women who get raped and then get pregnant. Shades of Todd Akin, who popularized the term legitimate rape. It doesn't really matter much, though, to Daryl Glenn's chances. He was pretty much a long shot anyway. And finally, I would have thought that if there had been a presidential candidate whose wife had appeared nude in photographs and in a lesbian scene, and had appeared, as we now know, in three different Playboy videos, that I would be very supportive of that candidate. Sadly, it's Donald Trump, the most misogynist candidate to ever run for the presidency, so, can't support him.